Down 7 to go for the Bearcats at their own 39-yard line. First down marker is at the 46 in their own territory. T formation, full house T. Play check under center. Then we have whistles and we have a timeout called by Upley.
You're absolutely right, Clark. Obviously, Coach Kaufman didn't like what he saw there. He's going to take a timeout, talk it over with his team. This is, again, a crucial situation already in this game. You're down a score at home on senior night, a game that determines whether you win the East or not. Things got to be just right. Coach Kaufman knows as good as anybody. He knows the play he wants to run, and he's obviously seen something he either didn't like on the offense or he's seen something on the defense and he wants to change the play.
So we are in the second quarter, 8 minutes and 52 seconds left in the half, and Nubley calls their first timeout of the first half, facing a second down and 7 from their own 38-39-yard line. And Harbor Beach leads 6-0. Both teams have had 2 offensive drives so far, and Nubley's on their third right now.
Yeah, first 2 for the Bearcats come up empty, a penalty on each series. Forced the punt, and on the other side of things, the Harbor Beach Pirates go right down the field and score on their first drive, and then the second drive ends with a 4th-and-1 play that comes up short for the Pirates, so a big stop by the Bearcats as they take over and they break the huddle, Clark, and they're back under center.
Second down, 7. For the other Bearcats, can have a timeout. 8:52 left in the first half. D formation, it's a handoff through the left gap, and he's out for the running. Number 10, Ethan Lemke, out, has the first down all the way out to the 47-yard line. Seaman on the tackle, Wischlager as well, moved the chains for the Bearcats. First down from their own 48.
Good run there by Lemke as he takes the left side of the Bearcat defense, runs right through that defensive line. Again, Gregory Keller is going to be the number one guy to keep an eye on for the Bearcats. Harbor Beach leaning that way. Bearcats hit him with the other side. Ethan Lemke, smaller in size, able to sneak through that defensive line with a lot of speed and go straight ahead and gets a much needed first down for the Bearcats.
Bijak hands it off right up the middle, and he's out for the running. Lemke again, and he's finally brought down at the 34-yard line after an 18-yard gain. Seaman on the tackle. First and 10 for the Bearcats, marching down the field in big chunks now.
Yeah, number 12, Michael Anderson, is actually the guy in on the tackle. Number 13, Mason Yon, coming in from the other side to help out. But if it isn't broke, don't fix it. Bearcats go right back to the same play, right back to Ethan Lemke. As he found success on the last play, he finds even more on the very same play. Big run there by Lemke, and another first down for the Bearcats, trying to put a drive together.
6-0, Harbor Beach, 8 minutes left in the second quarter. Now he's on offense, and they're starting to march. Gregory Keller on the carry, brought down by Wischlager at the 30-yard line, where forward progress stopped after a 4-yard gain. And now second down, 6 to go from the 30-yard line of Harbor Beach. Pirates looking for a stop.
Justin Wischlager, senior linebacker for the Harbor Beach Pirates, calling his name early and often in this game as he's found his way in on another tackle, leading a whole slew of Pirate defenders. But Gregory Keller with a nice, tough run there. 2nd and 5 coming up as we go under 7.5 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Keller with 5 carries for 27 yards tonight. Ethan Lemke, 5 carries for 34 yards. And it's going to be a Mychek keeper around the right end. He has a few gain of yards. He gets close to the first down marker, down to about the 25, maybe the 24-yard line. Seaman brings him down. It's going to be very close. No single yet from the officials whether this is a first down. If it's not, it's a 3rd down and very short. As defensive coordinator Ron Rubel is saying they need to measure this, and that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to bring out the chains with 7:12 left in the second quarter. 6-0 Harbor Beach. Ubley with potentially a first down at the Harbor Beach 25-yard line.
Well, impressive run there by Matt Mychek. We mentioned it just a few minutes ago. It's only a matter of time for Matt Mychek gets a carry to the outside and try and stretch the Pirate defense out a little bit. And he comes up a couple yards short, in my opinion, but when he absolutely runs over Nathan Seaman on his way to what the officials just told us was a first down. And that's all Mychek is. He got those last couple yards, putting that shoulder into the chest of Nathan Seaman. He's going to get credit for the tackle, but nonetheless, Matt Mychek, a tough first down.
First and 10, 7:10 left in the second quarter. From the 25-yard line and the edge of the red zone for the other Harbor Beach Pirates. Ubley on offense, hands it off. This one's to Lemke. Breaks free, tackles to the 5. Touchdown, Ubley! Ethan Lemke breaks out of a tackle at the 20-yard line, runs in from 25 yards out, and we have a tie ball game with 6:58 left in the second quarter. Ubley now with six, ties it up with Harbor Beach's six.
Wow, what a nice run there by Ethan Lemke. He runs over a Bearcat a Pirate defender and absolutely strolls his way into the end zone after that broken tackle. Nice run by him. Harbor Beach on the other side. You got to wrap up the ball carrier. Ethan Lemke, not a big guy, but very fast. Was able to get leverage on that linebacker.
And off this one's to Lemke again, looks like to the left side, and he's. And the two ball conversion is no good. As we are just about halfway through the second quarter, 6 minutes and 58 seconds left in the first half. It is 6-6, all tied up between the two top teams of Greenland East right here.
Well, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game, and the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank, and the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see the Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no per-check charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per-checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking. And great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
Ties it up at six apiece with 6:58 left in the second quarter. After a 25-yard run from Ethan Lemke. Ubley's kick bounces at the 26-yard line, goes out of bounds. That will draw a flag. And Harbor Beach will start this drive at their own 35-yard line. As Gloria Nightingale says, we're right back where we started from. 6-6. About halfway through the second quarter.
Bearcats answer the call, get back into the game. Tied at six apiece here in the middle of the second quarter, just under 7 minutes. Bearcats starting at their own 35-yard line. Pirates take over. We'll see if their offense, what offense they bring out in this series.
Starting out in the full house tee, Shelkey's under center, three-man backfield at the 35-yard line, left, right across the radio, tied up at six apiece. And Shelkey's going to keep it for himself. He has room to run. He's popped down to the 40-yard line after a five-yard gain. That brings up a second down, 5 yards to go, as brought down by that front line of Ubley.
Lasaski leading the charge there for the Bearcats. He's going to be in on a lot of tackles for Ubley, but a whole bunch of Bearcat defenders swarming to the football. They know that priority number one is to find number five, James Shelkey, locate him at all times. Harvey starting in the wing tee on first down, spreading it out now on second down. Two receivers to the left, one to the right, with a running back on each side of Shelkey.
Shelkey hands it off quickly to Cole Anderson. He has the first down. He's marching across the 45 and finally brought down at about the 49-yard line. A nice run. A 9-yard gain for Cole Anderson, brought down by Sweeney in the secondary. First and 10 from Harbor Beach's own 49-yard line.
Now that'd be Anthony Sweeney.
Excuse me.
Making that tackle. You weren't wrong, Clark. You just got to remember there's more than one Sweeney. For a first down, same formation for the Pirates.
And it's going to be a handoff this time to Tyler Burkhardt around the right side. He has speed, and he's across 50, and now finally brought down at the 43-yard line after a 7-yard gain for Tyler Burkhardt and the Pirates. Second down and short, looks like about 3 yards to go.
I know the Pirates like to go back to their wing tee, but I don't know why they don't stay right here in the shotgun. It has been very successful. game. The Bearcats really have an answer for it so far in this first half as they run left Anderson for a big first down. They come back to the right side with Burkhart getting around to the outside, showing showcase some of that speed.